So I paused about 5 or 6 minutes thinking about these rigorous rules and requirements. Then I decided, give a try. Okay, I accept those rules, 3 conditions. Surprisingly, in only about 6 months or half a year, I begin to see the effectiveness. Because not listening to other people's words or teachings, not reading different books without permission, my mind is settled and relatively pure and simple. And then I begin to have insight develop from within. So out of appreciation, I voluntarily told the teacher I like to follow those rules with 5 additional years and still listen to you and not others for more than not just 5 years but 10 years total. So that 3 requirements, my personal teacher, Professor Lee, gave to me was actually an ancient tradition. How do I know it was ancient tradition? I remember when my old friend from Taipei invited me to his temple in Singapore to deliver a lecture. I remember there were about over 600 audience came to listen to my lecture. And I advise the audience and the students to follow Most Venerable Yinpei because he is a wonderful teacher. And after I delivered my lecture or speech, my old friend, Most Venerable Yinpei, said he remembered when he was young as a monk in the Guangzhong Temple, he was given the same requirement by his personal teacher, the Most Venerable Dixian, Da Si. And that's the same condition because the first and second requirements or conditions will forbid the student from looking around and listening around. And the last one, to avoid everything we have learned so far, is to shut me up. So I also have to close my mouth. So when the eyes, ears, and mouths all closed up, then at some time, the mind will naturally settle down. With a settled mind and listen to one teacher's good teaching, you can have achievement quickly. Therefore, the great virtue that our teacher gave to us following the traditional method was so great that I am unable to return the kindness for the future forever. How do I start my study and interest in Buddhism? Many years ago, there was a famous professor of philosophy at National Taiwan University, and I wrote a letter to him, request to be a student in the classroom and listen to his lecture about philosophies. Then he wrote me back the letter and request me to go to his house and have a personal interview. So when we met each other, he asked me about my motivation or purpose of study the philosophy, and also asked me, did I ever study or listen to any teaching about philosophies? My answer was no. Then he told me, I advise you not to go to the school because in today's educational system, even the best college in Taiwan, the teachers are not like teachers. The students are not like students. Upon hearing these statements, my heart was very cold. I was totally disappointed, as expressed on my facial expression. However, Professor Fang Dongmei told me, I would like to help you by teaching you on a one-to-one basis 2 hours a week You just came to my house and I will teach you. So I remember I started learning philosophy from this famous professor of philosophy in his kitchen around a little by a little round table. And I remember the last chapter of the philosophy talk about Buddhism. And I still remember today the vivid statement says, the highest philosophy in the whole wide world is Buddhism philosophy. To practice Buddhism is the highest enjoyment of one's life. And that statement touches my heart. And that's how I start become interested in learning Buddhism. And after that one, and I was also fortunate to follow the famous Vajrayana teacher, Most Venerable Zhang Jia Dasi. And after that one, follow one teacher, Professor Li, without other teachers, conflicting teaching. Therefore, this old tradition of following one teacher by observing even some relatively rigorous rule is actually helping us not to look around, not to read around, and therefore avoid a confused mind. And that, even think about that today, I'm deeply appreciated to the classical training of the Chinese education. Chinese history, the famous writer of the records of history, Sima Qian, he followed the writer of Zhuo Zhuan, who is Zhuo Qiuming, and was passed away long time ago. He simply followed the records, the books that he can find from the ancient writer, and just practicing, he then become a famous person in Chinese literature. There are also other examples. The 8 famous person in Chinese literature in the Tang Dynasty. The first one was Han Yu. He too followed the author of the Chinese history record, Sima Qian, and studied all the works. Eventually, Han Yu became a famous writer of his time in Tang Dynasty, and yet Han Yu never met Sima Qian in person because they are at a different time of the history. Similar to that, in Buddhism, the Most Venerable Oyi follow Most Venerable Lianci at a different time. However, he follow his teaching, his records that can be collected, and only that teachings, without confusion, without distraction. And therefore, Oyi, Venerable Oyi Dasi, became a great master in a Chinese Buddhism. Because if you only follow one teacher single-heartedly, then after some time, your insight or wisdom will be developed. Then you are able to distinguish evil from good, separate good or evil, right or wrong. And with this kind of capability, then you can travel around and interface with other knowledge, other teacher, and you can only be benefit without any sidetracked or become confused, because you already possess the insight, the capability to distinguish. Actually, in Buddhism, we have teachings from Lord Buddha, that is the famous 4 great vows, which already remind us of such approach in sequence. Remember, the first one was, I vow to generate great vow to save all sentient beings, which teach us to set up one's mind for great and supreme goal. And that goal is to save all sentient beings. And second great vows in our textbook says, I vow to cut off all vexations, which is similar to follow the teacher or practicing only the precepts for the first 5 years and nothing else. Therefore, one is able to separate from vexations and relatively pure in one's mind and be able to proceed further spiritually. And the third vow was, I vow to learn infinite dhammas, or vow to enter into the infinite door of dhamma. And that is number three vows. And finally is, I vow to reach the supreme Buddhahood. Unfortunately, today's Buddhists, they don't start from vow number one and two sequentially. They start from vow number three and learn all the dhamma at the same time. So instead of obtaining wisdom or insight, they obtain total confusion. And then, with this confusion, they thought they are enlightened. Then they became a teacher to teach other people. Actually, the personal vexations are plenty, not cut off at all. And to save all sentient beings, they are far away from that. They dislike this one, dislike that person. So that's all because they follow in the wrong sequence without the proper approach. However, to follow a good teacher depends on the karmic connections. You may follow the modern teacher. You may select a teacher of the inner history. The key point is, no matter which one you follow, you need to follow one person exclusively, and also follow for 5 years for the ancient time people. 5 years follow one teacher exclusively. But for modern people, I'm afraid need to follow a teacher for 10 years and nothing else. And actually, if you follow a teacher today for 10 years, the achievement may not be as high as ancient people following one teacher for just 5 years. The reason is that ancient people, their life and the mind were relatively simple and pure. And today's world, our mind and life are so complicated. That's why I point out to my students, try not to watch too much TV, newspapers or magazines, because that confuses you more. And that also explains why you wonder your chanting Buddha name cannot settle your mind. Because you only chant Buddha name for a short time, and yet the remaining time of your life are reading other things that confuse you and distract you, that even Buddha name cannot make your mind return to peace. So if you ask me, how do I find a good teacher? I would like to refer you to Amitabha Buddha as your personal teacher and guarantee that's the best one. You ask me, where is this teacher? The teacher is in the three famous Mahayana Sutra. His teachings are in Amitabha Sutra, the Sutra of Infinite Life, and the Sutra of Observing the Infinite Life. If you follow the sutra's teaching, and only those sutras, for at least 10 years, and also, when you have a chance to help others, you promote the same thing you are doing, single-heartedly, then you can reach spiritual achievement. So the above, we have talked about how to respect and follow teachers' guidance. From now on, we're going to discuss about to be loving, kindness, and compassionate, and abstain from killing. The foundation of cultivation is to get rid of even the desire of killing others. That is very important. And then the next step, furthermore, one need to get rid of the thought of making others unhappy or uncomfortable. And how to do that? Simply follow the so-called 10 good karma. That is categorized into the body, speech, and mind. There are 3 items associated with the body, 4 items associated with the speech, and 3 items associated with the mind. So altogether, 10 items, called a 10 good karma. The body should be abstained from killing. The body should be abstained from stealing. And the body should be abstained from committing adultery. And for the speech, there are 4 items. The speech should be pure, in that no lying, in that no double talk or double tongue, whether intentionally or unintentionally. And the third one is no rush language, hard words to hurt people's feeling. And lastly is no sexually seductive words to confuse people. That's the purity of the speech. And finally, the 3 items associated with the mind, or one's thought. Number 1 is to be away from craving desire. Number 2 is to be away from anger. Number 3 is to be away from ignorance. So if a person can follow this 10 good karma, or 10 virtues, then one has planted the seed or the foundation to be born as a human beings or celestial beings in future lives. The second felicity contains several items. The first one is to accept and maintain the 3 homages. The 3 homages means to return from the bad part and turning back to the good part. So return to where? Return to the triple gems of one's self nature, which is enlightenment, righteousness, and purity. So, accept and maintain the 3 homages means to return to enlightenment from confusion, to return to the righteousness from wrong viewpoints, to return to purity of the heart or mind from evil thoughts or dirty thoughts. That is what the first item described about. And the next item described, possess all precepts, rules, and guidances, which means to observe the precepts that the Lord Buddha has given to us, and also abide by the laws which Buddha may not mention in his teaching, and also observe the customs and moral conduct of that time and that space, that country. The next statement says, not to violate proper manner of that society. However, the proper manner of a society varies from time to time and country to country. Therefore, one should do in Rome as the Romans do. Here in the United States, we are like guests. We need to follow and study, understand, and follow the American customs, and of course, particularly the American laws. In this way, we will not violate the proper manner as a guest in the United States. So the above mentioned items are equivalent to Buddhism's elementary school level. How come it's only elementary school level or standard? Because it does not contain generating a great bodhicitta mind. So the last part, or item 3 of this number 3, felicities, refers to generating a great bodhicitta mind, which is to fully realize or awaken to the reality of life, which is full of suffering, impermanence, and wish oneself and all sentient beings to be totally transcend from the suffering and obtain eternal peace, so to speak. And that is the great bodhicitta mind. And then there are other items in this number 3, felicity. Number 1, the next one is to deeply believe in the universal law of cause and condition. You see, at this point of time, we have covered all kinds of good virtues and requirements. And how come only at this time believing in the cause and condition appeared? That bothers me for at least 3-4 years. Because when a person respects his parents or become a Buddhist, observing the three homages, already a very good person definitely believe in the universal law of cause and condition. Now how come at this time they mention to deeply believe in the universal law of cause and condition? Only when I study the Sutra of the Universe, then I realized that this is a special kind of cause and condition. The cause is to deeply believe in chanting Buddha's name, and the result is to become Buddha. Even Bodhisattvas, they understand and be a lot of Buddhism and practice a lot of good things. But that's only to the average level of the universal law and cause and condition and its observation or observance. But this is a special kind of law of cause and condition. Not all Bodhisattvas believe that. If they ever believe this, they will practice Amitabha name chanting and be born into the pure land and speedily reach supreme enlightenment. Then the next part, and also the last part of the number 3 felicity, is to recite Mahayana sutras and encourage others to do so. Recite the sutra or reading the sutras of Mahayana teachings, which give you a thorough guidance in a spiritual development, will make one reach perfect enlightenment even in one lifetime. And all these so far is to benefit oneself as a practitioner. The very last part is to encourage other people or fellow practitioners to do the same. And that's why eventually we need to promote Mahayana Buddhism to help other people understand and practice, and eventually all beings without exception to be born into the Pure Land and perfect our Buddhahood. And all this described so far are the conditions or requirements from all the Buddhas in 10 directions and 3 times. That is the those are fundamental teachings. Without those, one's good merits are just floating in the air without a deep root. And one will not obtain the realistic and supreme benefit. But if one follow all the above mentioned items, then one's Dharma practice is deeply rooted and is bound to have good result. Important. To practice Buddha Dharma and reach spiritual achievement relies completely on this foundation, the so-called three felicities. No matter which method, which school you follow, if you do not reach spiritual achievement, it is because the foundation that we just mentioned are not strong or stable. So that's tonight's teaching, and it's very important. Dear Dharma teachers and fellow practitioners, please turn to your material for item number 6 that we discussed last night, which says, the foundation of cultivation is three felicities. To deal with others, one should follow the principle of 6 harmonies. We have fellow practitioners very kind when they notice there are other people has problems or made mistakes. And our fellow practitioners like to help them correct that problems or mistakes. However, due to the complexity of karma, condition, and causes, it is not so simple that we try to help others. We all know that in order to effectively help others, we need to first help ourselves. But oftentimes when we encounter with a situation, we forgot about this statement. So we really need to put this kind intention aside. Practice very hard to improve our own moral conduct, to improve our samadhi and wisdom. Then we can always come back to help others. It will never be too late. So we need to really cultivate harder if you truly want to help others. The material or handout we give everyone tonight talk about Buddha's disciple should cultivate for themselves the inner qualities called the 5 virtues. And to deal with environment or people externally, Buddhist disciples should cultivate 6 harmonies. The 5 virtues are actually conditions or requirements provided by Confucius. That is the requirement for a student, and is also the standard to be a gentleman in the society. These 5 virtues are gentleness, kind, careful and sincere, frugal, and patience. These are Confucius' words of wisdom.
The six hominies are actually the teachings from Lord Buddha. And these six items are to share the same viewpoint, to cultivate the same types of precepts, to live in the same living standards, to deal each other with harmonious speech and no harsh languages, to have the same enjoyment about life, and finally, to share the same economic life. The sixth harmony, the very first one of the six harmonies, is to share the same viewpoint. There's a Chinese proverb says, if the family are in harmonious opinions, then that family is bound to be prosperous. In the ancient China and India, those great sage people or holy people emphasize a lot about the importance and harmony of a family.